So later on this month, the Quincy Public Schools will be participating in a virtual job fair as they seek to diversify their workforce and their teaching staff after many discussions about that issue over the past year or so. So Allison Cox is joining us from the school department today. She is the Director of Human Resources and Educator Development to talk a little bit about that issue and about this job fair. Hi, Allison. Nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. It's nice to see you as well.
First of all, I guess congratulations on your new assignment, relatively recent, right?
Thank you. Yep. I've been the HR director now since about September 1st, but I'm not new to Quincy Public Schools by any means. I began back in 1992 as a teacher at Montclair, and I taught at Montclair for about 18 years, and I loved every minute of it. And then I went on, became the president of the union, the teachers union, for about 10 years, and now have this job as HR director. So.
Yeah, so you really bring a kind of a unique perspective to that position, having worked both on the educator side and now on the administrator side.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. How will that experience kind of serve you in your role going forward, do you think?
I think it's invaluable. I mean, I have firsthand experience in the classrooms, not only with the students and their families, but with the teachers, the staff, the building staff. And it's invaluable to just have that real life, you know, firsthand experience to help, you know, inform me and some of the decisions that I make in this job and some of the, you know, the work that I do right now. It's this job actually kind of pulls everything together, all of the work that I've done previously. And I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be continuing in my career and in helping the Quincy Public Schools. That's been my goal now for 29 years, so.
Yeah, as I mentioned, there's been a lot of discussion certainly around diversity, equity, inclusion, both within the school system and outside in the community as well. So do you see that as a pressing issue in the school system?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the district has taken on this issue as a district-wide initiative in a lot of different areas. Obviously, we have Maura Papil, Director of Student Support Services, and she's working we've got some trainings going on with teachers, Visions Incorporated we're using, and some other folks. And so she's sort of doing that angle, and then I'm sort of doing the HR angle. You know, we really, you know, improving our workforce diversity really is a high priority for us.
Yeah, it was a lot of the community discussions. There were some hard things said, hard things to hear about people's experiences when it comes to this issue. So is this a result of those discussions, would you say, this effort?
I think it is, but I also think it was started back a few years ago anyway. I do know that, you know, for example, I know we're going to talk about this organization that we've joined, the Mass Partnership for Diversity in Education. We had actually tried to join this organization back a few years ago, and they had a cap on the number of districts that they had, you know, allowed in for membership. And we finally were able to get in this year. So it is something that we've been, it's obviously been on the minds of administration here and school committee for sure. You know, it made even more urgent for this year as well.
Just in terms, I guess, of statistics, Allison, if you could, I mean, we know that the Quincy Public Schools are already a minority population, right, among students at least.
Sure. Yep. Yes, that's true. At this point, the numbers that I have are we have about 56% of our students are non-white. But when you look at our educator teaching force, it's only about 7% who are non-white. So we really want to try to get those numbers a little more, you know, balanced out.
Why? Why do you think that's important?
It's important. It's important for us. It's important for any district, really, to have, you know, an increased number of educators of color. We want diversity in our workforce. We want our children, our students exposed to, you know, a variety of different educators in their school careers. Research has shown that kids' test scores improve, their overall school performance improves when they have more diverse educators in front of them, and it has positive impact on all of the students in the building. So it's a very important issue.
I would think too, for staff, it would be important for them to learn and grow through that experience, right? And dealing with folks of different backgrounds.
Absolutely. Anything we can do to bridge gaps between cultures and learn about other cultures and explore other cultures and share our own cultures, all of that is helping to build bridges within the community, within the school community. Absolutely.
Yeah, so one way you're doing this is the virtual job fair, March 31st, 3 to 6 p.m., being put on by the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education, which you mentioned, and now the Quincy Public Schools are a part of. So what is that, Allison?
So the Mass Partnership for Diversity in Education is, it's a great group of districts. It is about 33 districts at this point, and it's led by a wonderful executive director, Regina Keynes. She's been involved in this kind of work for a long time, a number of years, and really trying to promote a more diverse educator workforce. And the districts have come together. I would say it's predominantly districts around the greater Boston area, but not necessarily. We do have some of the member districts, for example, we have Marshfield, Barnstable, and so some further outliers away from the greater Boston area. But my recollection is we've got Milton, Weymouth, Randolph, Brookline, Cambridge, Somerville, Revere. So a lot of districts. And, you know, it's a great group. We meet once a month, and we have some great discussions around this issue. This is an issue that's really important and on the minds of a lot of our districts, and because we understand the importance of it. So this is a great group, and we're all, you know, really committed to making some positive strides in this direction. And so part of this, one of the initiatives for this year was this virtual job fair. This is our first year, as I said before, Quincy just joined this year. And my understanding is that they have had job fairs in the past, but this year in particular, of course, with COVID, we have restrictions, of course, with gatherings, physical in-person gatherings. So we are holding a virtual job recruitment fair, and it will be held, as you said, March 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. And if you have any listeners out there who are interested in checking it out, if they're, you know, potential applicants, they'd like to see what kinds of jobs, not only that we're offering, but some of these other districts are offering, they can certainly check it out. And I would suggest going through the MPDE website to you can access the job fair from there. So it's www.mpde.org. And they can learn more about the MPDE group as well as the job fair.
So how will this particular event attract minorities?
Well, so it's being heavily promoted. They're advertising, the MPDE folks are advertising, they're handling all of our, you know, advertising of this and getting the word out. A lot of this, it's word of mouth. It's knowing, you know, reaching out to the colleges, the universities. They've got the contacts. They've been doing this now for a number of years. We're thrilled to be a part of them and to be able to, you know, share in meeting and greeting these new applicants or potential applicants. We're really looking forward to it. And, you know, we don't quite know what to expect, but, you know, we are, we're looking forward to it. And as I said before, MPDE has done these job fairs before. They know their targeted marketing, you know, the audience, they have connections with the colleges. And so I'm hoping for a good turnout.
What jobs are available in the Quincy Public Schools, Allison?
Well, so thank you for asking that. So we have, at this point, we're a little bit early on in the budget process. And so we do have to wait on some of the job openings. We're not quite sure yet. We have some, what I'm calling anticipated openings. We need a couple of things to happen. We need to see how the budget process plays out, and we also need to see about retirements. Typically, openings happen when a current staff member decides to either retire or resign. So we kind of need to wait and see, you know, what we get for resignations and retirements. And so right now we have for openings, anticipated openings, we have things, for example, academic classroom teachers, grades 1 through 5. We have an anticipated opening for a middle school phys ed teacher. We have anticipated opening for middle school English language arts, anticipated openings for special education teachers at all levels. We are anticipating a reading teacher, both for grades K to 3 and 1 to 6, potentially a middle school art teacher position, some literacy positions, and we've got a couple of ESL positions, both at the elementary and middle school level, high school dean position. So quite a wide variety of different, and again, they're at this point, they're anticipated, and I'm hoping by the time we go to the job fair, which is March 31st, I'm hoping we'll be able to confirm some of these and have, you know, and know for certain that these are openings. But that gives you a flavor of what we're looking for, a wide variety.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And as I understand it, this is a very unique kind of experience they're going to have, right? It's a three-dimensional platform that's being used. So it's almost like you're there with them.
Yes, and it is. It's actually, it was a little intimidating at first when we all, the MPDE group, when we first were sort of starting to talk about this, we were sort of like, well, what's this? It's a little scary, this new technology. And then we got pretty comfortable with it. And it's a 3D online experience for both the presenters and for the attendees. And we've had to create a virtual booth, just like you would at an in-person job fair. We created a booth. The graphics are pretty amazing. When a participant is in this job fair, it will have the look and feel of an actual event. It will look like the lobby of a convention center. There'll be links, little signs that they can click on for exhibit halls and auditorium and things of that nature. And then each of the 33 districts will have their own booth designed and ready and manned and designed to, obviously try to attract applicants. And, we will have some documents and some materials for them. It's a little bit different, obviously, from in-person. In-person is, you can't replace that human touch, that human interaction, and that's really valuable. But we think, in this, especially with COVID and the restrictions, this is a great option for us. We're really hoping to reach out and meet a lot of people at this event.
Yeah, well, will there be actual job interviews happening, or is this kind of just a meet and greet, pass the business card around type of thing?
Right. So I think it's going to be more of the meet and greet type of situation where folks will come in. What we're hoping for is that folks will come into our booth, the Quincy booth. And remember, we're competing with all of the 32 other districts. So I'm sure the attendees will be, going from booth to booth to kind of talk to folks. But what we're envisioning is, having the folks come into our booth and we have conversations with them. We have options for either a chat, like a text box chat, or a visual. We can go on a camera and talk to the folks that way. We can separate folks and have them go into different chat rooms. For example, if there's an elementary person, we'll have Superintendent Erin Perkins on the call. She may want to take that person and have a quiet conversation with them. But really, it's an opportunity for the applicants to come learn about Quincy, meet us, see what Quincy's all about, see what we have to offer. We're very excited. We obviously think Quincy is an awesome district to work for, and we're very proud of Quincy, and we're happy to talk to folks about Quincy. We also want to talk to them and the applicants, so the attendees, and find out, what is their background, what is their education, what are their interests, and what specific job position are they thinking of. So I think that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, in some regards, you may actually be able to touch more potential candidates than you would during an in-person meeting, right?
I think that's true. I do think that's true. One of the things that we're thinking is this, while we miss the in-person, of course, we are thinking that this will have a wider reach in terms of geography. For example, if we have folks who live outside of the Quincy area who may be looking to relocate, even out of state, they could join this easily from their living room. They can jump into this job fair and they can, visit us. They can visit the other booths, the other towns around, and they can see what we have to offer and have a conversation with us. So we do think we're going to be able to reach a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too. You mentioned that the video portion is optional, which I think is really important because you'll be talking and basing your questions and judgments just based on their qualifications and their background.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We really are. We're hoping to, really our usual, what we typically do when we advertise for positions is we go into a website called SchoolSpring. Mm-hmm. We advertise there, which most of the districts around do that as well. So we're thinking this is just so much more valuable than that. This is really, bringing us to potential applicants and bringing them to us in a way that's just made so much easier than certainly putting together an in-person job fair. So,
Yeah. Do you have kind of a timeline in mind, Allison, for when these positions might be filled?
I don't actually yet, because as I said, we still have to wait for the budget process to go through a little bit more. We have to wait until we see about resignations, retirements, that sort of thing. We need to, it'll be at least another month or so before we kind of have a solid idea of what we have open for positions, I think. But again, as I say, though, I am hoping that by March 31st, by the time of this job fair, we'll have some of the positions confirmed as openings.
Yeah, you'd like to be able to offer concrete positions, right?
That's exactly right. Yep, you got it.
Why is diversity so important for students? You know, why does that matter?
It matters to students because, as I said before, you have to go back to the demographics of our city, not just our students, but our city as well. And as I said, we have 56% of our students are non-white, and only 7% of the educators are non-white. So these are our kids, our students here in Quincy, and we want all of our students to have a terrific experience in the Quincy Public Schools. And, you know, as I said before, the research has shown that having more diversity in our educator workforce, it benefits all students. And there has been specific research done that the outcomes for students of color improves dramatically when they have educators of color. So that's why this is very important to us.
So this presents, I'm sure, a particular challenge for the existing educators, right, that are trying to cross ethnic, racial boundaries and reach these kids?
Well, we have a lot of training. We have a lot of professional development. We have a lot of training. And, you know, a lot of our educators are just so experienced and with working with the families and with these students. And I think we do a pretty good job here in Quincy. We really do. But nothing sort of takes the place of having actual, you know, educators of color in the buildings, in the classrooms. That's my goal. That's what our goal is. We want that to happen because, you know, it, as I said before, the research is so clear on this, but also, you know, we want all of our kids to have role models and to, you know, really have more of a cross-cut of society represented in the schools, in the staffing of our schools.
Yeah. Is there a particular number, ratio in mind that you'd like to meet?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't actually know if you can quantify it like that. I think we do. It's clear we have a ways to go. It is very clear we have a ways to go. But in my conversations with the other members of MPDE, it's clear that the other districts feel the same, you know, sort of obligation and commitment to this as well. And so this is something that all of the districts that I speak with here in the greater Boston area, we're all committed to this. I don't know if there even is a quantifiable number as to when, you know, our workforce is where we want it to be. But I can tell you that we definitely have a ways to go. And that's where we are right now. And we're really trying to make some strides in this area.
Sure. So this job fair would have been in person had it not been the pandemic. Is that right?
Yes. Now, again, this is our first year being in this group. So, yes, I don't know how they did it in years past. I don't know where it was held or anything like that. But, yeah, so this will be virtual. And as I said before, we were a little bit intimidated when we sort of started talking about this. And because, you know, this is a whole new world for all of us. And the software is great. It's pretty user-friendly. We've been able to build our virtual booths. We've been able to, you know, get some documents prepared and ready for the booth. And we hope that, you know, we have some things prepared that will show our prospective applicants what a great, not only what a great district we are, but what a great city we are. This is just a wonderful city. You know, I've loved working here for nearly three decades, and I hope some new folks coming in feel the same way.
This is particularly just for job seekers, right? Not just for the general public to watch.
That's right. This job fair really is meant for an applicant or prospective applicant. When a person registers for this event, they will have an opportunity to upload their resume. Mm-hmm. They can upload a video. They can upload, you know, whatever kinds of information they would like to build as part of their profile. And then when we are in the event itself, we being the district representatives, we are able to sort of click on the attendee and we're able to get their profile and look immediately at their resume, any kind of cover letter, any kind of, you know, supporting documentation that they may have with them. It's up to them as to how they want to, you know, sort of fill out their profile. Mm-hmm. But we can see it on the spot. We can see it right away. And in fact, we can even review it 3 days ahead before the job fair even starts. We can kind of take a look at the folks who have been registered. And if we see, you know, a few folks who we think we've got a position and we think that's going to be a good match, we can actually look for, specifically go to that person and look for them and say, you know, we'd like to set up a time to talk to you at the job fair and, you know, and be a little bit more proactive that way too.
Yeah, another benefit of the virtual platform. You wouldn't be able to do that
exactly.
Otherwise.
Exactly. That is absolutely correct.
So it's really an opportunity for you, everybody, to put their best foot forward, right? The school departments can try and attract applicants, and the applicants can make themselves look as good, as attractive as they want.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, and all from the comfort for the applicants, from the comfort of their living room or wherever they happen to be, and that's great. And you know, we're looking forward to it. We'll have a few of our administrators will be on the call that day. We'll have Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins, and we'll have likely a couple of the high school principals, Rob Shaw and Larry Taglieri. Mm-hmm. We'll probably also have Student Support Director Mara Papil, Curriculum Director Maddie Roy. And I think we're having Keith Sagala from the CBTE program and Heather Wojcik from the EL program. So we'll have a good representative group there. And so when we have applicants coming into our booth, we'll be able to sort of split up and see, you know, what is this person's interest, and let's go have a conversation with them. Let's tell them about us and let's hear, you know, about them.
Okay. So. Again, March 31st, 3 to 6 p.m. And MPDE, the Massachusetts Partnership for Diversity in Education, MPDE.org.
That's exactly right. You got it.
Okay. Yep. Is the school involved in anything else with the partnership going forward in the future?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Yes, we have a couple of other initiatives that we're working on. One is actually happening in April, and I believe it's April 28th. I don't think it's completely confirmed yet, but we are doing a Building Bridges conference. And this group does a Building Bridges conference every year. Those are, again, typically held in person. So this year it will be virtual, but we have a guest speaker, Khalees Warnham. And I have not heard her myself yet, but I hear she's a very dynamic speaker. And that will be on April 28th. That's the second initiative we're working on besides the job fair. And then the third initiative is really, it's a work in progress. There's still quite a bit of pieces yet to be put together in this one. But this is, the idea here is to build a pipeline of, you know, trying to support our educators of color. And the idea is to build a pipeline from the classroom up to administration. So what we're working on is trying to build cohorts of teachers who might be interested, and MPDE would support them financially to take courses, administrative courses, and so that the result would be that they would then become licensed as an administrator. That's the theory of it right now. It's still a little bit hypothetical. We don't have all the nuts and bolts figured out yet. We are in conversations with a couple of different colleges around the area and trying to figure that one out. But that's another initiative that's important to the group as well.
Yeah, I would think that'd be very attractive, especially to younger applicants who are looking for you know, a career path up the ladder, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Allison?
No, I don't think so, but I really appreciate you us doing this interview. This sort of helps promote this this job fair event. And I'm really happy to do that and excited about the upcoming event. It's going to be next Wednesday. So again, I'll just remind folks that it's March 31st and it's from 3 to 6 p.m. and it is virtual. And the best way, if a person would like to register, if a person is interested perhaps in looking at our job postings and a career in education, they can go to the mpde.org website, and they can not only learn about MPDE, but they could register for this job fair if that was something of interest to them.
Okay. Reach out to you also, is that possible?
They can reach out to me anytime, absolutely. I'm at Allison Cox, and that's Allison with two L's, allisoncox@quincypublicschools.com. And I'm available anytime if a person has a question about job postings or a question about anything career-wise in terms of the Quincy Public Schools. I'm very happy to talk to anybody who might have some questions.
Great. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up and follow up afterwards, see how it went.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much for this time. Thank you for the interview, and thank you for helping us promote and get the word out on this.
You're very welcome. Our pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.